Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news. This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Okay, I've been reading the news here for 40 years. More than 40 years, and it's still the same old console, and some of the buttons stick. So, yep. In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simple email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of activities and contacts. Tonight, we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. The Weekly Solar and Geophysical Report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summer activities from the 13th to the 19th of February. Dates across the column are 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th and 19th. The 10-centimetre flux, 117, 117, 118, 118, 122, 119 and 116. The Fredericksburg A index, 8, 8, 18, 23, 7, 7 and 8. The Australian index, AOS, 9, 6, 11, 12, 8, 6, and 6 estimated. Find the T-index, 89, 93, 93, 104, 94, 87, and 95. Solar flare activity reached R1 on the 13th with an M1.0 flare, and on the 16th with an M2.4 flare at 0.436 UTC. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was moderate, remaining below warning levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. The presence of 15% were observed during local night on the 16th and local daylight hours on the 17th. The presence of 15% were also observed during local day on the 18th. The forecast issued on the 20th of February through until the 26th. Solar activity is expected to be low to moderate, with a chance of R1 later in the week if more active solar regions appear. Geomagnetic activity expected to be quiet to unsettled, with a chance of G1 from the 22nd to the 24th due to a coronal hole moving into a geo-effective position. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian regions are expected to be near predicted. Some depressions are possible if anticipated geomagnetic activity eventuates. And now we have the solar flux index update. Here are the updated solar flux index, SFI, figures for this week. Having finished January, we had a minimum of 111, an average of 149, and a maximum of 194. We peak dates from the 1st to the 6th and the 18th to the 27th. So far for February, we are expecting a minimum of 105, an average of 138, and a maximum of 178. We peak dates from the 1st to 11th. And looking ahead to March, we're expecting an average of 105, sorry, a minimum of 105, an average of 140 and a maximum of 170. We peak dates from the 1st to the 9th and the 28th to the 31st. That update was thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
If you've ever looked at Morse code, you might be forgiven if you conclude that it appears to be a less than ideal way of getting information from point A to point B. The idea is simple. Based on a set of rules, you translate characters, one at a time, into a series of dits and dahs, each spaced apart according to the separation between each element, each character, and each word. The other day, I came across a statement that asserted that you could send Morse faster than binary encoded ASCII letters. If you're not sure what that means, there are many different ways to encode information. In Morse, the letter E is the first character, represented by dit. The letter T is the second character, represented by da. In ASCII, the American Standard Code for Information Interchange, the letter E is the 69th character, represented by 1000101. The letter T is number 84 on the list, represented by 1010100. A couple of things to observe. The order of the characters between Morse and ASCII are not the same. That doesn't really matter as long as both the sender and receiver agree that they're using the same list. Another thing to notice is that in Morse, letters are encoded using dits and dahs, and appropriate spacing. In ASCII, or technically binary-coded ASCII, the letters are encoded using 0 and 1. I'll also mention that there are plenty of other ways to encode information. EBCDIC, or Extended Binary Coded Decimal Interchange Code, was defined by IBM for its mainframe and mid-range computers. It's still in use today. In EBCDIC, the letter E is 133, and the letter T is 163. It was based around punched cards to ensure that hole punches were not too close together. It was designed for global use and can, for example, support Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Greek. Another encoding you might have heard of is UTF-16, which supports over 1 million different characters, including all the emojis in use today. Before I continue, I must make a detour past the ITU, or the International Telecommunications Union. The ITU has a standard called Recommendation M1677-1, approved on the 3rd of October 2009, which defines International Morse Code. I'm making that point because I'm going to dig deeper into Morse, and it helps if we're talking about the same version of Morse. I've talked about many versions of Morse before, so I'll leave that alone, but I will point out a couple of things. The ITU defines 56 unique Morse sequences, or characters. The obvious ones are the letters of the alphabet, the digits, and several other characters like parentheses, quotes, question mark, full stop, and comma, including the symbol in the middle of an email address, which it calls the commercial at symbol, with a footnote telling us that the French General Committee on Terminology approved the term aerobus in December 2002. But it seems that 7 years isn't enough time to convince the ITU to update its own standard. Mind you, the rest of the world, well, the English-speaking part, calls it at the letter A with a circle around it, as in my email address, cq@vk6flab.com. Another thing to note is that this standard is only available in English, Arabic, Chinese, French, and Russian. So I'm not sure what the Spanish, Hindi, Portuguese, Bengali, and Japanese communities, who represent a similar population size, do for their Morse definitions. It's interesting to note that as part of its commitment to multilingualism, the ITU actually defines 6 official languages. Specifically, the Spanish version of the standard appears to be missing. There's other curious things. For example, the standard defines a special character called accented E, though it doesn't describe which accent, given that there are 4 variants in French alone. I found at least 7 versions, and it completely ignores accents on the I, the C, the O, special character combinations like SZ in German and IJ in Dutch. This isn't to throw shade on Morse, it's to point out that it's an approximation of a language, with odd variations. I'm also going to ignore capitalization. In Morse, there's none, and in ASCII, there are definitions for both, capitalized and not. In addition to things you write in a message, there's also control codes. The ITU defines 6 specific Morse control codes, things like understood, wait, and error. ASCII has those too. The first 31 codes in ASCII are reserved for controls like line feed, carriage return, and escape. There are other oddities. The ITU specifies that the control code for invitation to transmit is symbolized by da-dit-da. If you're familiar with Morse, you'll know that this is the same as the letter K. The specification says that multiplication is da-dit-da, which is the same as X. There's also rules on how to signify percentages and fractions using da-dit-dit-dit-da, the hyphen, as a separator. At this point, I haven't even gotten close to exploring efficiency, but my curiosity is in overdrive. Is Morse really optimized for English, or are there other forces at work? I'm already digging. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Thank you, Ono. For more information about the series, including audio, transcripts, and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com. And you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. And going back to the original start of Morse, it was designed to be printed out on paper and read from a piece of paper. But then the telegraphists realised they could hear the clicks and clacks. Anyway, Weissen News. The next online Weissen Members Forum is at 7:30pm on Tuesday the 24th of February. That's 2 days' time. Members are welcome to raise any issues. The first Sydney Walk and Jog Wyson will be supporting this year is on next Sunday, the 1st of March, at Cromer. If you're interested in taking part, contact John by email to john.vetters, V-E-T-T-E-R-S, at vrarescue.org. Next Sunday, the 1st of March, we'll also see the regular Wyson monthly meetup at Jural VK2WI. Come along, as there is always plenty to do. The Wadigan Mountains Endurance Ride is on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of March. Central Coast Wyson regularly provides safety communications for this event. If you're interested in helping out, please contact Glenn at ccwyson.rco at vrarescue.org. ccwyson.rco at vrarescue.org. The Wyson New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. The next Windlink net is on Monday week. Check the Wyson website for details. Wyson is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information at Wyson, visit the website nsw.wyson.org.au.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office at arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Club news. And we start this week with news from the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's March general meeting will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday the 7th in the Port Macquarie SES building. Guest speaker for this meeting will be Ben VK2BJW, who will explain his installation of Starlink internet equipment in his vehicle. He will also briefly touch on Meshtastic and Mesh Core networking, which will be the subject of an in-depth presentation at the April meeting. Installation of the VK2RCN EchoLink node at Telegraph Point has been postponed due to delays in receiving a key hardware component. A new update will be advised once the equipment arrives. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments for all licensed grades. You can register your interest via the contact form on the club website. The next training and assessment weekend is next weekend, Saturday the 28th of February and Sunday the 1st of March in the Port Macquarie SES building. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The newly published January 2026 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online. Past issues of Oxtail are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. That's from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. The Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. Next Saturday is the club's monthly show and tell. Got something to show off or a project you'd like help with? Bring it along and share it with the group or bring photos for the projector. At the time of submission, all services on the VK2RAG Summersby are operational. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.7 0.725 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz suborbital tone, and via EchoLink on the EchoLink on the Ham conference. It's also live streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC on the web at ccarc.org.au. By phone on 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. That's 73 from Allen, VK2 Mike Golf, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. The Blue Mountains next general meeting is at 7:30pm on Friday the 6th of March. It's at the club rooms at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook. The club will commence Wednesday night licence upgrade classes for standard and advanced licences run by Jan, VK2FEB. Okay, starting on the 4th of March, classes will continue on Wednesday nights from 7pm until about 9pm. Classes are in a hybrid form, both in person at the Glenbrook Clubhouse or online via Zoom. For more information about the club's licence upgrade classes, contact the education team by email to secretary@bmarc.org. And for information about these and any other club activities, you can also visit the website at bmarc.org. That's 73 from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Now we come to St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next meeting is at 7:30pm on Wednesday the 4th of March. It's at Mortdale RSL Club in Macquarie Place, just a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. Members are encouraged to arrive early and take advantage of the club's dining facilities. At the March meeting, there will be a presentation on fox hunting or radio direction finding. This is an interesting aspect of amateur radio, used to locate emergency stress signals, track interference, or simply for fun. Following the presentation, the Society is planning a fox hunting field event on Sunday the 15th of March at Cars Park near Blakehurst. Participants can practice locating a hidden 2-metre transmitter and are welcome to bring their own equipment or use one of the Society's receivers. Looking at on-air activities, the Society's annual 2-metre summer contest continues until the 28th of February, that's next Saturday. The Society will also be participating in the John Moyle Field Day contest on the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of March, again at Cars Park. More details will be provided in coming weeks. If you're interested in becoming a licensed amateur or know someone who is, the Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend is on the 18th and 19th of April at Heathcote, a short walk from Heathcote Railway Station. And there are already people enrolled for that weekend. So, right. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters, contests and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. That's from me, Peter, VK2M for St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30am on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8am on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30am on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz tone and on Echo Link VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 megahertz and 438.025 megahertz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with net control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70cm net on 439.675 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays from 8 p.m. National VK DMR net on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St. George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz.
And the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone.
The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m., the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m., it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society weekly net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC weekly net on VK2RHE on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. And West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP, 146.850, and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m., usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70cm repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
Okay, thank you. Our next bulletin will be 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcers have been Peter, VK2MU, and engineering has been by John, VK2HB. Callback should be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Binder, callback should be taken by Peter VK2JTV on behalf of the St George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul VK2APA is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for the callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In this studio, I'm going to start with 20 metres. And I go 20, 80, 40, 30 and 160. Engineering John, he'll start with probably 23 centimetres, I think. Anyway, VHF and UHF, and he'll advise the order. All the best for the broadcast team at VK2WI. Stay safe. Thank you for listening. And now this is a reminder for anybody who drives up here to Dural that a couple of weeks ago they implemented new speed zones on Quarry Road. So it used to be 60k all the way along Quarry Road. Now it's 50k from, where is it, near McDonald's to up past the, up near where the bushfire brigade is. It's now 50k. So don't get caught. Thank you for listening, and there'll be someone here next week. Cheers.